Quick summary, slow, not a slow start, Centre Square bounces early once we, their clearance work was strong. Once we improved that and worked back in the game, we were a lot better. And I thought our third quarter was quite emphatic, the way we did it. But overall, we wanted to come in with, I spoke about last week, I thought our effort and our clearance work was quite strong, but our composure with the ball, going too quick at times and kicking to West Coast outnumber and getting counterpunched. And I thought as the game went on, I thought there was better using of the ball and making the opposition defend. And when we did go forward, it gave our forwards a chance to be more dangerous against equal numbers and give them better opportunities. And that's how I thought it played out. And it also allows you to put better pressure in your forward 50, and I thought we did that particularly after half time. I thought our leaders stood up. Two young teams, I think they'll be pleased with their effort. Very difficult to fly over to WA as a young group. It's a big challenge. You know, I think there's 42,000 Dockers, the crowd today, so the bulk of them would have been Dockers. So tough environment. So I thought their leaders stood up as well. I thought Murphy and Cripps and Simpson were really strong for them as well. And in the end, you know, after halftime, we sort of turned it around quite strongly. I would have liked to finish it off a little bit better. They responded early in the last. You know, Cripps got to work, Murphy got to work, and Simpson and Thomas. Thomas was very good for them today. I would have liked to finish it a little bit better, but we turned it around about 12 minutes into the last quarter and then created more opportunities and scored again. So that was positive.
Quite an injury toll now. It looked like you lost Michael Walters.
Yeah, no, we did. He'll be done for the year now. So another hamstring. That, yeah, it's a big number now. I think we're looking at 14 or 15 players on our list. So it's a bit of a challenge. A fair bit of quality in there. I think they've got about the same number. But from our end, if you think Sandilands, Fife, Hill, Blakely, Brayshaw, obviously, and there's Griffin Logue hasn't played all year. There's more than we desire in there, but that's just, I think the Premiership, I think not only Richmond proven to be the best team at the minute, they've got the best availability as they did last year. So we'd all like to get their secret of success for player availability. But if you look around, GWS, Port Adelaide, those sort of teams around the mix are losing players. So I think it's going to be very, very difficult to compete against Richmond with a full list.
Bailey Banfield came out, that was more team balance?
Yeah, that was team balance. That was a really difficult decision. Not ideal for Bailey, but we finalised it today and told him. He was obviously disappointed, but he needed to carry himself well. And I thought Shane Kirsten coming in contributed really strongly. To be brutally honest, it was about Cruiser and Lobb. They would have the three tools. If you think McKay's in it, is 200, and Kurnow's a star at 195, and then Cruiser would have been playing forward at 200. So rather than Luke Ryan play, we made that call. So that's why we did it. And then, ironically, Cruiser misses. So we weren't to know that. And but Kirsten's very mobile. I mean, I thought he played quite well.
McCarthy looked to take a good step forward today. What did you make of his performance?
Yeah, I think that links into what I spoke about earlier, which was because we used the ball better and equalised, he's going to look a better player. But when you've got roll-off defenders who haven't got an opponent because they're sitting up in the midfield, it's very hard to judge your key forwards. You know, but I think Cox, McCarthy and Tabernar, you know, Dermot Brereton spoke pre-game about their year three, and Bart Tabernar, they're quite young, and he's really just coming to hand. So that's what our future looks like. And really, at the end of the day, you've got to grow your own if you can't get them through the door. So I'm really pleased with what those three, if we give them some good looks and some good opportunities at equal numbers, they look quite dangerous.
Yeah, I suppose pretty much all the year you haven't had those three together. So what's it like now having those three and all of a sudden?
Yeah, well, you saw it today. It looked, you know, Tabernan took a couple of good contested marks, brought the ground, ball to ground a fair bit. That's what we've missed him all year, really. I know from how limited and off legs that what he's coming and done is all bodes well for the future for us, because how he left off is how he's come back, really. and on limited preparation, he's playing pretty good footy. So, look, since he came through the door, he's been our hardest worker. And he had an opportunity to leave, but he loves the place, he loves Perth, and he's committed to us. So that's exciting as well.
And Cox looks like he's got a lot of tools in the shed, but the goal kicking still seems to be one of his massive areas.
Yeah, it hadn't been early in the year, we're complimenting him. So swings and roundabouts. He just needs to refocus, and you're right, I think he's kicked 2-3. One from the boundary where he should have passed it, but I think he missed a couple in the corridor. So I'm sure Brent Ware has worked really well with him. So Brent would just refocus a little bit and do some extra work with him.
Ross, this is your 8th win for the season. Yeah. You had 8 last year. Is it, what's the focus?
I more enjoyed coaching when they were 16s and 19s and 20s. So, but we're not there yet. But we're a growth mindset club, not fixed mindset. We know if we keep putting in the effort and we desire and work hard to improve, that we will. So we're not fixed. We know that. And it was really pleasing today. So I think, look, to get 8 wins in the context of how much younger we are, we're a lot younger again. I think we had 8 players play 20 games or less. So we're banging games into them and you're seeing them gradually improved. You know, like, and Chera struggled a little bit today, but we know even today it's still good for him to play. So we need to keep growing. It's a long drawn out process, but you got to keep practicing hard.
So you're seeing the real progress from last year to this?
In context of what you're talking about, the 8 wins, I'd rather have. And when we've won this year, we've won better. There's a lot of tight games, and we've won with a better method. But we need to do the quality sort of, we haven't been able to do that. So, but out of the last 3 weeks, there's some strong pointers at what we needed to improve, and I thought we tried hard to do that today.
So just further on that, so the 8 wins this year is more significant than the 8 wins last year in terms of showing signs of progress?
Well, no, but in the context of how young we are, we're young, but I think we're younger again. So it's more pleasing. And, you know, there's no Fife, there's no Hill, there's no Sandlands. And there's some, we're really glimpsing to what we look like. So they have to grow and stand up.
Fife's chances for next week?
Slim.
What do you want to get out of the last 2 games? Ross, you're playing quality teams, obviously, both games.
Identical, bring the growth mindset, which starts in our next review, training. And you're right, there's a bigger challenge. Geelong, you know, I thought, I watched the second quarter in at the club and Hawthorn had full control, and then you come back later and they're back in it. So look, Chris Scott's a very good coach, tactically clearly adjusted on the run. They play us, and then I think they maybe play Brisbane down there at home. So, you know, they'll mark in 2 wins against teams on the lower reaches of the ladder. So we need to go, and we competed really well last year down there, last kick of the game. And, you know, we need to go down there and compete strongly and try and improve our method, because it counts. We haven't shut up shop, but there's been good spirit all year. I asked for a passionate, committed performance, as last week was, and I thought we got that today.
Firstly, Luke Ryan, was he getting managed through today? He seems to be getting a bit of treatment on and off the bench.
They tested his hamstring early. We thought we lost him early, but he was fine. So under a bit of duress, he played well, but, yeah, my understanding is clear. But that could change.
Anyone else? Any other injuries?
No, bar Walters, that's it. A couple of bruises, and that's about it. Thanks.